This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we discuss cutting-edge science, the wisdom of the ages, lessons from pop culture, and our own experiences about how to be happier. This week, we will reveal our 20 for 2020 list and talk about some great suggestions from listeners, and I will suggest a very easy hack that makes it easier to find misplaced objects. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, and human nature. I'm in New York City, and with me is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft. And Elizabeth, I was very intrigued by your 20 for 2020 list.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And yeah, Gretchen, this year I'm going for the full 20, not like 19 where I only did 9. I'm going with 20.
All right. And before we jump into the list, Elizabeth, let's remind everybody to do the Walk 20 for 2020. Keep it up.
Yes.
Join in. Start strong. It's going to make you happier and healthier in 2020.
Yes. Walking.
And if you like to use the don't break the chain approach where you like check off every day, I have made a sheet. If you go to GretchenRubin.com/resources and scroll to the bottom of all the resources there, you'll see the don't break the chain. I've got mine going. Elizabeth, you've got yours going.
Yep.
Don't break that chain. And now it's time to talk about 20 for 20. I love this one. Choose your 20 for 2020.
Yes, one of our favorite episodes of the year.
We've done it for the last several years. So in episode 149, we talked about 18 for 2018. In episode 203, we talked about 19 for 2019. And now it's 2020.
Yeah, and Gretchen, we've started doing this every year. In episode 149, we did 18 for 2018. In episode 203, we did 19 for 2019. And now it is 20 for 20. It's so fun.
It is so fun. And the thing is, it really does help us meet our aims for ourselves. Research shows that people who construct their goals in concrete terms are 50% more likely to feel confident that they will attain their goals and significantly more likely to feel in control of their lives. And so, we've experienced this, we've heard this from so many listeners, that when you sort of sit down and write it down, it really helps you carry through. It's fun and it's also effective.
Yeah. And Gretchen, we have heard about our lists from so many of our listeners who've had such great observations or twists on the idea. We wanted to talk about some of them.
Yeah.
Lori points out that it's important to be willing to revisit an item and reevaluate if necessary. She included meet a new colleague for coffee once a month, but is reevaluating. She notes, I invited one colleague to coffee, and after many scheduling back and forth, it never happened. I invited another colleague to coffee, and it happened, and it was nice. But I had a lot of anxiety going into this each time and found that I resented taking part of my workday for this. I need to rethink this. So yes, that's fine. If something's not working for you, this list is not written in stone.
Right. Right. It's interesting also, many people who had success with something in 2019 added the same item to their 2020 list, but then raised their goal. So somebody who said, I'm going to read 15 books last year said, I'm going to read 25 books this year. Or people who said, I'm going to pay down X amount of money on my student debt said, I'm going to do, you know, X plus 15% this year. So if you see that you can make success, I think sometimes then people are inspired to even surpass what they did the previous year.
Yeah, and sometimes others will join in on your list.
Yeah.
Don included the aim to plan adventures each month with for my husband. She notes, we have had some delightful adventures, not all of them planned by me. After a few months, my husband also started to plan adventures too.
Yeah, that's one of my aphorisms is the only person we can change is ourselves. But when we change, a relationship changes. And when we change, others may change. And so she added it and then he joined in. So that's really, really nice.
Yeah.
A lot of people talked about the satisfaction of the to-do list. So even if you didn't do that well on your list or you just want to go back, I think people really get a lot of energy and perspective from doing the retrospective and looking at the to-do list. Tiana said, it makes me even more excited to start my 20 for 20 list because it's easy to see how I can fill it with fun things that build my happiness instead of goals I should do better at, but I'm an obliger, but I don't. So making the to-do list like really got her going.
And Gretchen, of course, people in the different four tendencies use the list differently.
Yeah, one obliger, David, said, I've listened to the podcast for years, but with much regret, I never actually participated in the 18 for 2018 or 19 for 2019 list until now. I'm going to take full advantage of the double 20s this year and do 20 things for myself as well as 20 things for other people. Mm. 2020 is sure to be a great year. And so it's sort of like, I'm going to do something for other people, but then I'm also going to do it for me. And as an obliger, that's a good accountability.
And Gretch, these people sound like rebels.
Yeah.
Don says, my intention was to choose 19 things off my perhaps list and actually get them done in 2019. It's a perhaps list, so it feels less onerous than a to-do list. There I keep notes on things I might like to do someday or even things I want to do right now, but the world won't come to an end if I don't.
Yes. Well, and Sarah also sounds like a rebel. She said that she had trouble with the list, couldn't figure out why, and then she realized that the action items need to come out of who I want to be instead of starting with what I want to do. So this year, I created a list of 20 things I want to be in 2020. Now that I am clear on who I want to be, I can use these being words as catalysts for the doing. For example, two of my words are activated and sustainable. So from there, I can brainstorm ways that I can make a bigger impact on climate action. Her other words included things like curious, energetic, loving, productive, magical, adventurous, inclusive, loving, vital. And so she's tapping into the idea of identity, which is a great thing to do for a rebel.
Yes. And Gretchen, this was so fun from Catherine because she said, for 2020, I've decided to dial back on ambitious plans and to make everything about 20. So read 20 books that are sitting on her bookshelves, visit 20 historic sites, get rid of 20 pieces of apparel, memorize Psalm 20, keep a $20 bill in her wallet at all times, knit 20 items. So there are just so many fun things that you can do with the number 20.
Yeah.
It's just 20 people on their birthdays. It's great.
Yeah. It's just a playful way to use the list in a good way. One of the things I will say, looking at people's lists and what they say did and didn't work for them, a couple things about kind of preparation. One is, if you have a task that's very big and has lots of parts to it and you didn't make progress on it, try on your 20 for 20 list breaking it down into bite-sized pieces. Mm. So for instance, several people said that they had the Facts of Life binder, but they didn't get it done. So maybe what you want to do is you want to break that into multiple parts or you could say something like, I'm going to spend 20 minutes a day or 20 minutes a week working on the Facts of Life thing, or I'm going to spend 1 hour every weekend. That will help you make progress gradually rather than sort of setting you up for like a big thing that maybe you just never do. Make it more bite-sized. And kind of in the same vein, Erica had talked about how she's trying to prepare better for 2020. Like if she wants to read a book, she's going to have the book ready. She wants to make a scrapbook for her youngest daughter. So she's putting together all the supplies and the pictures so she can get it going. She says, in the last few days of the year, I am slowly gathering supplies, websites, and information that will help me achieve my goals. I've decided to put all these things together in a basket and give it myself the present of motivation and direction on New Year's Day. So preparation as well as making it into bite-sized pieces can really help you stick to your list.
Gretch, that's like the mise en place we discussed.
Yes, yes.
In another episode, having everything ready for your work.
Yes.
Okay, Gretchen, it is time for you to reveal your list, 20 for 2020. Let's remind everyone that your word of the year is infrastructure, because I think that sort of comes up on your list.
Yes, it does. Now, one of the things that I did this year that's different is, inspired by many listeners, I grouped my things into categories, which I have never done before. So I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 categories. Okay. So the first category is reading and writing and podcasting. So the first one is go to the Metropolitan Museum every day. This is huge.
That's major.
It's major. I'm going to do a whole blog post about this, so I will link to that. Yes, for my upcoming book, which is about the body and the five senses and kind of experience, I decided that I wanted to go to the Metropolitan every single day that I was in New York City, that it was open, which is basically every day. So I will report on that. It's going to take a lot. That's a big one.
Yes.
Last year, I had my summer of Proust. Many people said they were going to also have a summer of fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. And this year, it is going to be the summer of Virginia Woolf. So I'm very excited
you'll
about
that. Love that. Yeah, it's your favorite author.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. The third one is a carryover from 19 for 2019, which is to make a scrapbook of now. And that's also related to my upcoming book, because which is all about experiencing the moment. And so I think a scrapbook of now is going to help me more intensely experience now.
Yeah, to remind everybody what that is, it's sort of taking pictures of where the kids go to school,
yeah,
of your, you know, your favorite bowl.
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
no, just
things you're using in your everyday life.
Yeah. What does the counter of the kitchen look like? You know, mm-hmm, it's like all the stuff that feels so ordinary now, but in 10 years will be intensely fascinating. I so wish I had scrapbooks of now for my whole life. Now, also related to my upcoming book, I want to have a scent party and a flavor party where I invite a bunch of friends over and we either just smell things together or taste things together. I'm like super excited about this. I think it's going to be really fun. And I also, my fifth one is I want to work on my playful projects, which is my color project, which there's something kind of going on with that, but I have to, like, it's sort of the ball is in someone else's course. I have my little project, Why and How I Quit Sugar, which I've got to figure out what to do with that. I did a project with a friend called The Report to the Committee on Exploration, which was sort of an art project that we did. I want to see if I could turn that into something. Then I've got all my littles about my America feeling. I'm kind of wondering if there's something to be done with those. So I kind of need to make progress on those. Okay. Now, next section, health and exercise.
Okay.
Number six, I want to try Pilates. Number seven.
I love Pilates.
Okay, well, that's good. See? Okay, you're getting me fired up. Number seven, back exercises. So Eleanor and I have been doing these set of back exercises that are meant to help posture every night. And I want to keep doing that for 2020 and work on posture for both of us. Of course, my number eight, or it doesn't have to be eight, but I want to have my walk 20 for 20. That's on my list. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm hoping that my Met Museum project will also be the 20 for 20, because I will be walking to the museum and back and walking around the museum. So I'm hoping that will do that. But I'm also going to try to pace on the phone more. When I'm on the phone, stand up and walk around my office. So 20 for 20, walk 20 for 20 is number eight. Number nine, go for a weekly walk with a friend. I have a lot of friends who like to go walking, but it's sort of always a little bit of a thing to be like, do you want to go Saturday or Sunday, or can you go during the week, and what time works for you, and where, you know, what entrance should we meet at? Because, of course, Central Park, there's a bazillion entrances. It's like surprise, you have to really nail that down. You will not run into somebody at Central Park. So I really want to make an effort to do that, because I love doing that. I always go for a super long walk, and I get to see a friend, and it's super fun, but it just takes a little bit of doing. Number 10, I need a colonoscopy.
Ooh, that's, yeah, not a fun one, but very necessary.
Yeah, and 11, get a shingles vaccine. Okay, that's also, I think you actually have to get two, but I need to get on that. I would rather get a shingles vaccine than a colonoscopy, but they're both on the list.
Yes. And you'd rather get the shingles vaccine than get the shingles.
Yes.
That's for sure.
That is for sure. Then, okay, the next category is memories. Okay, number 12 is a redo. So years ago, I think it was 18 for 2018, I did this timeline books for Eliza and Eleanor and I all did them. We sat down, we got notebooks, we made a timeline of our life. What did Eliza do the summer between 8th and 9th grade? What year did you and I go to Europe together? I did all this. Mm-hmm. It was a huge amount of research. I had to consult mom. Eliza, Eleanor, and I, like, looked through all these photo books to, like, refresh our recollections about what happened when. It was a big ordeal. And the weirdest thing is these books have vanished.
Oh, no.
I have looked all over the apartment, and I don't know where they could be. And it's not like one of them is gone. All three of them are gone. So clearly they're all three somewhere. Where? I've looked everywhere that they could be. So we just have to redo them because we really need this. This is actually a really useful thing to have.
And so the more time that goes by, the harder it is.
Well, and also, you know, it's discouraging to do something again.
Yes.
But so I had Eliza like pick out like three cute notebooks that were all kind of coordinated. So we have our notebooks and we're going to sit down and do that. And I want to catch up on my photo books. Okay, my last photo album was in August 2018. Mm. So I need to get on that.
Okay.
Catch up. That's going to be big.
Yeah, that's big.
Okay, relationships. I want to my number 14 is I want to have 8 people over for dinner 6 times. This is sort of a evolution for what I had last year and didn't do. So now I'm going to take that. This is trying again. I want to have a party for everyone who does podcasts. I think that would be
That's fun.
That'd be fun. Maybe you could come.
I'll come to New York for
yes,
that.
Yes, that would be fun. And number 16, okay, I want to look more visibly happy to see people. I feel like I often just look sort of watchful, but I want to like have a like, I'm so happy to see you face.
That's really interesting. I have noted that very well-liked, charismatic people light up when people walk into the room.
And the thing
I
is,
I get that.
I feel like I'm lighting up inside, but I'm kind of realizing that I sort of have just like, I don't have such an expressive face. So I really want to amplify what I don't want to be insincere, but I just want to be more visibly like excited to see somebody. Cause it's lovely when somebody, you know, it's the whole thing about try to be as excited as a dog would be. When somebody walks into a room, I'm like,
not that excited.
Yeah. Well, Barnaby's like, Hey, what's up? Okay, number 17, this is called Upping My Game. That's the category, Upping My Game. 17 is Money 2020, and this is part of infrastructure, which is I have to get a better reporting system so I know better, like, what money is coming in, what money is going out, like, what is everything costing, what is everything, like, I have kind of a vague sense, which I just need to get a much better handle on. Plus, I like the phrase money 2020. Yes. So that is a big part of infrastructure, which is I need to create an infrastructure that will allow all this to be much more readily available so that I don't have to like dig through stuff to find out answers to questions, but it's sort of like all organized. And very different, but also part of upping my game is, this is big. I'm going to challenge myself to wear makeup every day because I feel like it holds me back.
I
time myself, it takes me less than 3 minutes to put on like basic makeup. And I feel like I just feel like I'm more ready to say hello to people. I'm more ready to take a picture of myself doing something. I just feel more ready to do things. It's kind of like wearing actual clothes. I feel like it's in the same thing. Maybe I should have started with a month instead of a whole year. Yeah. Could be biting off more than I can chew.
Well, I'm just curious, what constitutes makeup? Is it
eyeliner, eyeshadow, mascara, concealer, blush, lipstick?
Okay, full makeup.
It doesn't take long. I mean, I don't do anything complex.
Yes, my eyes are very sensitive, so I try not to wear eye makeup when I don't have to, but it makes a difference.
Well, also, you wear glasses, so I feel like
it masks.
And it also just, like, it's something happening around your eyes. Also, you know, I have red hair, and so, like, my eyelashes are completely invisible and stuff like that, so I really do look better with mascara. Okay, that's a little bit too much information about me and my eyelashes.
Moving on.
Okay, ending on a high note. So values is the last thing. And so number 19, we've done this before. This is great. We're going to give to an institution as a family. So we're going to sit down as a family and talk about what we want to support. Last year we did higher education. This year, like, maybe we'll do voting. That would be a good thing for this year, like some kind of voting registration, helping people vote. But I don't know. We're going to talk about it as a family and see what we want to support. And here's the last one, and this is a big one, but I don't really know what it means. I feel like what my mission is to figure out what does this mean to me, which is I feel like we need to reach out with love. I feel like everyone has the sense that there's so much acrimony and division and that we need to come together. And I feel like the only way we can come together is with love. What does that mean? Mm. What does that mean for me personally? I don't know. I feel like if we're going to find common ground, we have to go to higher ground. And to me, higher ground is always the highest ideals of our country. To me, that's the America feeling. That's always to me like, what are the highest ideals of our country? Can we come together around that? So I feel like the thing about a 20 for 20 list is that it's got to be something for me to do. And I don't understand what I must do, but I do feel that I feel that I want to try to figure out what that would be. I don't know what that would be, but I want to find, I want to think about it and try to think of what that would be and then do it.
Well, that's a great one, Gretch. I will talk to you about that.
Yes, we will brainstorm. And I also have a shadow list with all the things that I don't want to tell anybody about. It's private. So I have more
things. That is amazing. I mean, I love the shadow list. That is an amazing concept.
I'll never tell.
Coming up, I'll reveal my 20 for 20. But first, this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flowknit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen.
Okay, Elizabeth, let's have it. What is your 20? You're doing the 20 this year. What's the 20 for 20 list?
Yes, I am. Okay, some of these are new and a few have appeared on other lists, but I've tried not to have too many repeats. Okay, one is get Jack's passport renewed. Really need to do that so that we can, you know, leave the country.
I just did this for Eleanor. It's a huge pain, but yes. It must be done. Yep.
Yes. Two is plant a vegetable garden. Jack wants to do this. I've been interested in this for actually a few years, and Sarah actually has a vegetable garden, so I know that it's doable and not that hard, and you can get raised beds, so it's not like you're on your knees planting in the ground. And of course, in California, I mean, you can have vegetables, I think, like year-round.
You're turning into such a plant person.
I get, yes. Well, Adam is rubbing off on me. And everyone says that kids are more likely to eat vegetables that they raise. So it's a good way to get everybody to eat more vegetables.
Yeah.
Number three, I want to celebrate 20 years of writing partnership with Sarah.
Oh,
we're hitting
so
our 20-year
nice.
Mark, and I just think we should do something really special.
Yeah.
And she agrees. I brought that up to her. Number four, want to do a mom spa trip. So our moms in our school went to Vegas a couple of years ago. was so fun.
I think that is so like California. That it's like the mom's group goes to Las Vegas. It's hilarious to me, but yeah.
And this year we're looking to do more of a like spa trip. So, you know, a relaxing sort of resort vibe where we all, you know, get massages and eat carrots. So okay. We'll see if we want to make that happen. That's underway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mine are all over the place. They're not categorized like yours. Number five is cut down on processed food.
Ooh, interesting.
Because I am, as we all are, increasingly getting the message that processed food is like the worst thing you can possibly put in your body. So the way I want to do that is, as I said, eat more vegetables.
Yeah, that you will raise yourself. So, okay, complimentary list items. Yeah.
Yes. And then I want to cook dinner for myself twice a week. Now, when I say cook dinner, Gretchen, this is a low bar, okay? Cooking dinner includes making tuna salad or making a chaffle or just like roasting vegetables. This is not me like breaking out a cookbook. Okay. This is just preparing food for myself.
Good. Yeah. You can't have enough chaffles. Chaffle. Love the chaffle. Okay.
Here's a fun one. Number six, paint my fingernails for special occasions.
Ah.
So I always have my toenails painted, but I've been buffing my fingernails for the last many years instead of having them painted because it just seems like such a hassle to worry about chipped fingernails.
Yeah.
But what I've realized is people look so much more polished with nail polish. Like on our tour, I so wish that I had beautiful nails on stage or, you know, meeting listeners. So I really want to, at least for special occasions, get my nails done. And I know everyone's going to write in and say I can use gels because they last and they don't chip. But for whatever reason, I don't want to do gels because I feel like they will ruin my nails. But
anyway, you do have great nails.
That is an option.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
That's kind of like your makeup one, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. This is the like, yeah. Okay.
Number seven, I want to read 20 novels.
Ooh, that's fun.
So that's a 20 for 20.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, ideally, I'd read more, but like, let me try to make it manageable.
But it's fun to do the 20. It's fun to have the 20 in there. I didn't get a 20 in mine. That's good. You got a 20 in yours.
Do a will. Still need to make a will, Gretch. Horrible. We have the person. We've done some of the paperwork. We just need to now like move it across the finish line.
Well, maybe, I mean, this, we sort of were talking about this earlier. Do you think you could be like 20 minutes every weekend, we are going to move the ball forward, or like at least send an email or schedule something? I mean, it feels like do a will is too big, and that's part of the reason that it's not getting done. It needs to be some, or could you make a sub list?
Maybe I should change it to make an appointment, because that's really all it entails.
Do that. Do that.
Instead of do a will, say make an appointment with the estate planner.
Good. Do that. Okay. Yes.
Okay, number nine is Happier in Hollywood merch. We finally have our Happier with Gretchen Rubin merch.
Yes.
Sarah and I have started down the path of Happier in Hollywood merch, but there is much further to go. So that is something we are working on together.
Okay, that's good.
10, I want to get together with my college friends in Miami. So last year I had on my 9 for 19 see college friends, and I did see some of them, but not all of them. And two of my friends are in Florida, live in Florida, one in Miami. So, and then the other ones are on the East Coast. So Miami seems like a good place to meet. Plus it's, you know, Miami.
Right.
So I want to kind of set that goal to meet in Miami. So I've got to lob off some emails and get that going.
Well, I mean, if you're coming from the West Coast, I mean, that's really a lot for you to ask of yourself. But then if everybody's sort of clustered, that makes sense that you would go to where kind of the center of gravity is. Might make it easier.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Well, and it's a straight flight. So
yeah, it's a straight flight. That's true.
11, I want to complete our first fiction podcast. As you know, Sarah and I want to do fiction podcasts,
scripted podcasts,
and we just have a lot of ground to cover. So we want to get our first one out in 2020.
That's exciting.
12 is a repeat from 2018, Gretchen. Mm. Still haven't managed to do this. Go to spin class.
Okay.
I am still convinced that I will love spin class, but I just have not gone.
Okay.
Even though, like, so many people have offered to take me, so I've got many options.
Yeah.
13, this is a repeat. I want to go to the Integraton, which is the sort of ultimate sound bath place in the desert that I have talked about.
Now, how big a deal is this? Is this like a 20-minute drive and you just show up, or do you have to have an appointment? Do you have to like...
You have to buy a ticket.
Okay.
So I think at least 2 hours away.
Oh.
It's really, you have to spend the night.
Oh,
The good thing is Adam is very interested in going. He really wants to go. So he's into it.
Oh.
Okay, Gretch, I got a repeat from 2019. This is something you accomplished in 2019 that I did not, which is get the perfect gold necklace. I still need to get a gold necklace.
That you inspired me. Like, I saw it. I was like, that's the perfect gold necklace for me. I will get that. So, I lifted that straight from your list.
Now, Gretchen, this is interesting because you had as number 20, reach out with love.
Yeah.
Mine in that sort of vein is I want to love without expectation.
Ooh.
So I don't want to be scorekeeping on who's done what for whom. I just want to put out love because, you know, I think that's the way to create more love in my life.
Well, St. Therese said, when one loves, one does not calculate. And I think that's that idea of it's hard. I'm a huge bean counter, so I know exactly
right?
what you mean.
It is hard.
I did this, so you should do that. You had your turn, now it's my turn. If I do this, you should respond this way. I'm disappointed that you're not reading my mind. All that stuff.
Yes. So I actually had this thought in the middle of the night the other night, and I woke up and wrote it down on my pad of paper that one of our listeners sent because I realized, oh my gosh, this is important for 2020.
Did it wake you up from a sound sleep? Like, how did you have this thought in the middle of the night?
I don't remember this. I don't remember how it came to be. I just know I was in the middle of the night thinking love without expectation. And I said, I got to write that down.
Wow.
Okay. Number 16. So Gretchen, I have really gotten into getting blazers. Mm. I have bought myself many jackets this year. I don't know what happened, but some switch flipped inside of me and I feel the need for blazers. So, Gretchen, my goal is to wear my many blazers at least 3 times each.
Okay.
Which sounds doable, but when you are collecting blazers and you don't have a lot of natural need, it's not like I go to so many like ladies' luncheons where I'd be wearing a blazer. Basically means I need to up my game because, you know, I'm going to be needing to wear blazers when I wouldn't strictly need to wear one.
You should be wearing a blazer to that spin class.
Exactly.
Like, I got to wear a blazer on this hike. I got to do 20 for 20 in the blazer. Going to knock it all off in one thing. Wear it in the Integraton or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny. Okay, that's good. It's funny because you're kind of an underbuyer. It's interesting that you kind of locked into blazers.
I know. I don't know what it is.
It's kind of out of character for you. I mean.
It is. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
It's interesting.
Okay, 17, I want to take a week-long family vacation. It's been over a year, probably over 2 years since we've done that.
But this is harder for you than it would be for many. Well, I mean, I think a lot of people probably find it hard to have a whole week as a family, but it's hard because of being a TV writer.
Yes.
Yeah, and you and Adam and Jack, it's hard to get it to line up.
Yes, it's hard because all of our schedules have to align, yes, which is difficult, which is why it's been 2 years, but I really want to try to make a point of it this year. Okay, number 18, I gave myself a demerit for this recently, so I want to turn it into something that I accomplish, which is to figure out the latest version of Final Draft where Sarah and I can write together.
Yes.
My friend Bob heard that and then called and left me a message saying, you must do this, it will change your life, because he uses that with his writing partner.
Okay, so I want to challenge you to give yourself a deadline or like some kind of catalyst or some kind of like thing that is going to be like, this is the day I do it, or I will have it done by this day. Can you think of a thing where you're like?
Not off the top of my head. Maybe I should just say February 1st.
Okay.
Just
that's good.
A random deadline.
Good.
Okay.
And Elizabeth, why don't you tell Sarah because it's going to make Sarah's life easier too. And then she'll be an accountability partner. And you really need to do it if you're going to be a good partner for Sarah. So that's accountability for you knowing that she's expecting you to make that update. So now it's getting real.
Good idea.
Okay.
Good idea.
Okay, 19.
Okay, 19 is something that I can easily cross off with the push of a button, which is buy 3 extra phone chargers.
Oh, okay.
And then 20 is a fun one, which is I want to be consistent about our monthly Sunday dinner with our neighbors. We started having Sunday dinners once a month, but we kind of fell off at the end of 2019. And we both have sons the same age. And so they love having this Sunday dinner. And it's so nice to like have a neighborly friendship. So I want to make sure that that doesn't fall apart and we keep having that tradition.
Well, that's a nice one to end on.
Yes. Fun, easy, but also profound.
Yes.
Relationships.
Yes. Now, one of the things that occurs to me is like I think about your list and I think about the list that we have gotten from listeners is this is a great ice-breaking exercise. I think you really get a sense of someone's interests, their values, like their aspirations for themselves. When you look at their list, it's sort of one of these things that's revealing without being intimate. And so like, let's say it's a new book group or it's a team that's just forming or you have somebody new who's joining your work group and you all kind of want to get to know each other. This is a really fun way to say like, oh, you want to do that? I want to do that too. Or, ooh, why did you put that on your list? Or what's the Integraton anyway? Or whatever. It gives you like a lot to talk about and it is revealing in a way that I think helps people feel closer to each other. But it's there's that fine line between intimate and too intimate. And especially when you're meeting people for the first time, you want to like be respectful of people's like natural boundaries. This is, I feel like, a really good way to kind of come up close to that, but not cross.
I agree.
Yeah. Now, Thoreau wrote, the biggest happiness is when at the end of the year, you feel better than at the beginning. And so I think this is a great thing to do, to feel better at the end of the year.
Yes. Well, I'm, you know, 2020, here we come.
Here we come. Here we come. So if you want to write your list, and you should write your list and then post it, we would love to see it in social media. And I created like a little nice page numbered with a numbered list. So if you go to GretchenRubin.com/resources and you scroll to the bottom, you'll see a place where you can write out your 20 for 20 list. You can laminate it. You can decorate it. You can do nothing with it. I plan to put mine on my corkboard, so I see it every day. So again, that's GretchenRubin.com/resources. We would love to see your lists. We're fascinated by these lists. We will update our progress on our list at some point. So let us know what you come up with for your 20 for 20. Let us know on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Email us at podcast@GretchenRubin.com. And as always, you can go to the show notes. This is happiercast.com/255 for everything related to this episode.
Coming up, Gretchen's got a hack to help you find things. But first, this break.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting get easier. They can dress themselves. They can clean up after themselves, allegedly. Other things don't, like having conversations about money. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money unless they're actually in charge of it. That's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on their kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills.
Yeah, Jack has Greenlight. And one thing I love is that it includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. Gretchen, we used to mow the lawn. How much more motivated would we have been if we'd had funds deposited when we completed that chore?
Mm-hmm.
Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/happier. That's greenlight.com/happier to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/happier. Do you want to set your child up for success? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback.
Well, I know with Eleanor, when she was struggling so much with math, if she had been able to do online learning at home, she would have been much better able to keep up with class, and that would have just made the whole situation much easier for her.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Happier listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Okay, Gretch, what's your hack?
This is a super quick, easy hack. If there is something that you want to be able to spot easily, buy it in a bright color. So I always talk about my bandolier that helps me keep track of my phone by wearing it around my neck. But what I found is when I broke mine, wore out and I had to order another one, this one I got in red because I realized often if I'm not actually wearing it, I'm looking for it somewhere and I wanted it to be more visible. My other one was kind of a neutral color. And now red pops much more easily, and it makes it easier to find my phone, and that makes me happy.
I had the same thing with my glucose monitor, Gretch. I used to be black, and now it's bright blue, so it's easier to find in my purse.
Yeah, if it's something you want to track down, have it be a bright color.
Okay, Gretch, finally it is time for demerits and gold stars, and you are up this week with a happiness demerit.
My demerit is that I gave my daughter Eliza too much advice. She asked me a question, and I just, like, let loose with the advice. And I was thinking later, Gretchen, you're a little bit of a happiness bully. That was too much advice. And I thought of an observation that our mother made to us one time, which is that if you tell people what to do, they won't confide in you. If you have strong opinions about what you think they should do, they will stop confiding in you. And I thought I should have been in a much more listening, what do you think, that sounds hard kind of mind frame rather than this is what you should do, this is what you should do, this is what you should. She took it in very good grace and kind of it was a very specific thing. So it wasn't like this is what you should do with your career. It was much more specific.
Right.
But still, I was like, in retrospect, I was like, okay, learn the lesson from this. Don't give so much advice.
I think this is good for all of us to remind ourselves of.
Yeah.
It can be very tempting to come in with a lot of advice.
Yes. And it's a turnoff. Okay, take us up. What's your gold star?
Okay, Gretch, I want to give a gold star to the How I Built This podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Which so many people have told me I would love because I love hearing about entrepreneurs and how people started businesses, which is exactly what the podcast is about. But I had never listened to it. I subscribed to it like a year and a half ago and never listened. And then I finally started listening. And of course, now I'm obsessed with it. So gold star to the How I Built This podcast. It is fascinating.
Oh, I love a new podcast. And that's it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Create your 20 for 2020 list. Let us know if you tried it and if it worked for you, and let us know what you put on your list.
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, our engineer, Bob Tabador, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com.
If you like the show, please be sure to tell a friend and subscribe to us however you listen to your podcasts. If you are making a 20 for 20 list, remember, I created a PDF you can download to write out your list and post it somewhere prominent to keep it at the top of your mind throughout the year. Again, that's at gretchenrubin.com/resources. And if you are curious about how to do a happiness project, I have released 3 bonus interviews that I did with my daughters for my video course, The Happiness Project Experience. So if you go to the show notes for this episode at happiercast.com/255, you can get the link to get free access to those videos now.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Craft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward. So Elizabeth, you know what? I realized I didn't even like step back and reflect on my list and think, what is this show about me? Like, I don't know. Is my list showing like some terrible, shallow person?
The list is the list, Gretch. You can't question it.
The list is the list. From the Onward Project.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.